to that. And now it's gone pink. And it's saying 9 minutes 56 remaining. And it's illuminating as I'm speaking. Suzanne Wilson, and I had toast for breakfast. They do. Ruby was born on the 24th of February. Unfortunately, she was born too early. She was born at gestation of 25 weeks and 3 days and weighing only 1 pound and 2 ounce. We had 54 days in total. Unfortunately, Ruby died on the 17th of April of this year. Yes, certainly. We've not only, I have 2 older children also, and we have actually, Ruby's our 6th loss. I think that the only thing that I can say is that for each day you take a little bit of courage from what you have, and that's the only thing that takes you forward. There is no going back, and so I just cherish every minute that I did have with her. Ruby was laid to rest on Friday, the 25th of April, and we had our graveside ceremony with the piper. And on this Saturday, we went to visit Ruby's, obviously the grave at that time was just merely just flowers. And unfortunately, on the Sunday when we went again to visit, the flowers had actually been stolen. Devastation, absolute devastation. I just can't understand what somebody would possibly achieve from that. And it's not only the devastation of the loss of your baby, but to think that somebody could hurt you further, it's just unimaginable, really. Unfortunately, we waited a long, significant time for Ruby's headstone to be placed, because it was specifically a rabbit, because she had died in Easter, and we waited until the end of August before our headstone was laid. And on Saturday, we went to visit the grave with our children and found that somebody has been and stolen the rabbit that actually stood aside her grave, which is part of her grave, and they've actually torn it off her grave. For what? I don't understand. Extremely difficult. Not only just for the sheer fact that they would have had to force that off, but also the sheer weight of the rabbit. It measures about 18 inches in height, and it's solid stone. The undertakers have suggested that it would have taken 2 people to have actually lifted and carried. It certainly couldn't have been carried on foot. It would have had to have been taken by vehicle. No, certainly not. And forensics, obviously, unfortunately, haven't been able to do anything due to the weather. They have been down and looking at the area itself, but can't find, like us, can't find any tracings of where it possibly could be. They have made inquiries on Gumtree and eBay to ensure that nobody is trying to, you know, sell on the actual rabbit itself. But at the moment, there is absolutely no leads at all. It's certainly not an isolated incident. After we had lost our flowers, it came to light that There is numerous solar lights have been stolen, and another child's grave on the same row as Ruby has solar lights and small toys that were there for his older brother to play with while he came to visit were also taken as well. So it isn't an isolated incident. It seems to be becoming more regular. Evidently, the security has to be raised. I don't know how they're going to do this, but there has to be some sort of security in place to ensure that somebody is monitoring the cemetery. It seems to be weekends seem to be a prime time, but inevitably I would love somebody to just bring it back. You know, what good could it be doing to anybody else? And they don't realise the devastation that it's caused us as a family. No, I'm fine with that. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time. Yes.